Right now, we are joined in the studio by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, which just had a very, very big weekend with HK on J on Saturday, on a rainy Saturday, but still a huge turnout in Raleigh. Yeah. How was it?
It was wet a little, but when we got to Raleigh, honestly, that sounds really hokey, but when we left Chapel Hill, it was raining, and we got to Raleigh, and the bus parked, and it stopped raining. You know, it was intermittent, I was happy to see a lot of people brave the elements, and I think that was symbolic of how people feel so strongly that they need to send a message to our state. We have to start with the folks who are in our state house, so it was, a good turnout considering the weather. Yeah, we took a bus from Chapel Hill, which I'm convinced is the best way to go.
You don't have to drive that way.
You don't
which
have
is
to
really,
drive
really
more
nice.
Moreover, you don't have to park.
Yep.
And worry about getting out of the traffic at the end. So, the theme this year is all around the ballot box, and I talked to several people, and we voted them in, whoever they are that are doing things you don't like. So we have the power to vote them out.
Yep.
So it's really about the ballot box. Disappointing news on no primary for the judicial elections. That's going to lead to kind of a free-for-all because you could have, unlimited candidates running in the general election. So I think it's really important that people pay attention and understand candidate positions and background before they just go vote for the, first name at the top of the top of the list.
And that is definitely the case that now with no judicial primaries, especially for those partisan races where you can typically look at your ballot and say, well, even if I don't know the candidates, this person's a Republican, this person's a Democrat, we have a general idea of what they stand for. Here it's going to be a whole bunch of names you might not recognize.
Yeah.
So it's much more on us as voters to be informed voters
Absolutely.
And find that information.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I know that we'll be spearheading a lot of voter education and get out the vote efforts. So a lot of emphasis on education this year, really understanding the views of the candidates and participating. So.
Yeah. And get out the filing as well, because the filing period started yesterday for candidates, and a whole bunch of people are really interested in running. And like, we elect people to office, and if we don't like what they do, let's do it ourselves, right?
That's right. Yeah. We voted them in. We can vote them out.
We can vote them out, and we can run ourselves
those
offices.
That's right.
What else is
Well, tonight, we are one of the several co-sponsors of a documentary, 13, that's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Stone Center on campus. And for those who haven't seen it, it's very powerful. I've seen it multiple times, and the first time I saw it, I actually had to go check the statistics because it was just astonishing to me.
Is this the one that Ava DuVernay did?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really good documentary.
It's a really, really quality, high quality, and impactful story about incarceration in this country. And as Americans, we lead the world on a lot of things, and one of them, not so good, is the number of people that we have incarcerated and the business that we've made of prisons, and therefore the economic engine that churns to keep them full.
Yeah. And it was a fascinating documentary, and I went into it thinking that I wasn't going to learn anything because I know a lot about the prison system. I know a lot of those numbers. I had a really good friend in grad school who had done his entire dissertation on prison towns, which was those small towns that like recruit private prisons, and it's a big part of their economy. I learned a lot from that documentary.
Oh,
it is such a smart piece of filmmaking, and it's so informative that everyone should see it.
I really recommend. And the other good thing about tonight is there is a panel discussion after the movie. So many times you see something like that, and you're just
you want to
talk about it, or you want to hear other people debate or comment on what you've just seen and have an opportunity to ask some experts some questions about what you've seen and what you've learned. So 6 p.m., free, no cost to get in.
And at the Stone Center, right?
It's at the Stone Center, which is a good size auditorium. So I really encourage folks to get out and see that documentary. Really
Absolutely.
A good one.
I've got Anna Richards here in the studio. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.org, right? Is that the... Is that
dot
the website?
Com now.
Dot com now. Okay, yes.
We're in the big leagues.
I blanked for a second. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter. What else is coming up? We've got filing period, that thing.
We've got, you know, lots of Frederick Douglass stuff,
yes.
So I have to keep encouraging folks to participate. I saw the performance Sunday afternoon, the Bright Star performance, that was really geared toward elementary, middle school age children, and it was fascinating. I enjoyed it. It was a storytelling kind of mode with just two performers who played multiple characters on the life of Frederick Douglass, but also a little bit about Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, a little bit about his life, a little bit about what happened since his mm-hmm. passing. So I really encourage folks to get out to those Frederick Douglass events. I'm searching my memory here for the next event.
Next one, I've got the sheet here. The next one is Thursday of next week, the 22nd, at the library.
Yes, and that is going to be fascinating because the topic is, what would Frederick Douglass think of 2018? And what did his contemporaries think of him at the time? In many ways, he was a very forward-thinking person. And also next week on Wednesday, we have our conversations on equity at the Chapel Hill Library. We've been going now almost 2 years on that series, along with the some other groups as well, Organizing Against Racism and the Campaign for Racial Equity in Our Schools. And that will focus on how we teach American history in our schools or not. Mm-hmm. And so it's got a really good panel of teachers and others talking about what we learn in history in our schools. And that's always a good one because the audiences are relatively manageable for conversation. So it's usually 100 people or less. Chapel Hill Public Library, 6:30 next Wednesday. And, you know, I always hope that people take an interest in Black history more than during Black History Month. Mm-hmm. But February, as you know, is Black History Month. And so there are a lot of opportunities for folks to learn some things and also to have some conversation. And I like the one next Wednesday because it talks about what we're learning, what we learned, what we're teaching our kids in school when it comes to American history, and are we telling the full story?
Yeah, what we're teaching and what we're not teaching
right.
is going to be, yeah.
Right.
I know we'll talk about that more next week, but that's such a fascinating topic because what we learn about American history informs what we think about the country and
exactly.
where we stand on. I mean, we're having this conversation about history right here in Chapel Hill with Silent Sam, but
right.
that's a direct conversation about history, but it also informs where we stand on civil rights, race relations, immigration, policing, taxes,
absolutely.
Everything else. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
Last thing I'll mention, is that this week is the NAACP's Founders Day commemoration. It'll be 109 years old. I think it was actually yesterday, the actual Founders Day. And I talked to a group yesterday just about the history of the NAACP, founded, as I mentioned, 109 years ago in New York City. And one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that there was a meeting. It was in response to the big Springfield riot, the birthplace of Lincoln. And 60 people showed up at that meeting, and 53 of them were white and 7 were African American. And I think that's something that was sort of the precursor to the Moral Monday fusion movement that Reverend Barber has started and grown here in North Carolina, where it's people from all walks of life coming together, as was the beginning of the NAACP. So unfortunately, it looks like our work is still pretty high. We've still got a lot to do, and relitigating and dealing with some of the issues like the Voting Rights Act that we thought we had conquered. Desegregation of schools, we're now many cities, many school districts are more segregated than ever. Mm-hmm. So come out and be a part of working to improve these things and join us in the NAACP. We welcome everyone, and our meetings are the first Saturday of every month. Next one is March 3rd at 1 p.m. at Rogers Road Community Center.
Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more info. Honor Richards, thank you so much.